Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. In Britain, two men and a woman have been arrested in connection with a deadly attack at a synagogue in the English city of Manchester. Police have named the attacker, who they shot dead, as Jihad al-Shami, a British citizen born in Syria. Two Jewish people were killed and three others injured when the attacker ploughed his car into a crowd outside the synagogue before going on a stabbing spree. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the country had to defeat what he called the rising hatred of Jewish people. Rafi Bloom, who was heading to the synagogue when the attack happened, linked it to events in Gaza.
We feared it would happen. This hatred has been allowed to go unchecked for far too long. And this is the tragic and horrendous culmination of people wishing to target the Jewish community in the UK for a conflict that is happening 2,500 miles away.
Venezuela has said it has detected five U.S. fighter jets, which it said had dared to approach its coast. The defense minister Vladimir Padrino called the move a provocation and a threat to national security. This comes amid rising tensions with Washington, which has dispatched 10 aircraft to Puerto Rico and deployed a military flotilla in the South Caribbean Sea. The deployments are part of President Trump's stated crackdown on drugs entering the U.S. from Venezuela, as Ione Wells explains.
This is the latest escalation of rhetoric and designations that we've seen from the US after it has already designated some drug trafficking cartels in the region as terrorist organizations, which had already enabled the US to use further force against those groups than it had previously been able to.
President Vladimir Putin has condemned the seizure by France of an oil tanker suspected of being part of Russia's so-called shadow fleet. He called the operation an act of piracy. Earlier, the French authorities charged the captain of the vessel, which had been traveling from Russia, with refusing to follow instructions. Ivory Coast's government has banned people from protesting against the decision to bar several leading opposition politicians from next month's presidential elections. They include the former president Laurent Gbagbo and Tidjane Thiam, who heads the country's largest opposition party. They want to challenge President Ouattara's bid for a fourth term. An Israeli official says more than 400 pro-Palestinian activists have been arrested while trying to deliver aid to Gaza in a flotilla of boats. The official said the Israeli Navy took about 12 hours to stop the vessels and transfer the activists to the Israeli city of Ashdod, from where they'll be deported. The South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa, called the Israeli action a grave offense against global solidarity aimed at relieving suffering. BBC News. Youth-led protests have continued for a sixth day running in towns and cities across Morocco. They have called for the resignation of the billionaire Prime Minister Aziz Aknouch. He said he was open to dialogue.
We stress that the government has engaged with the youth demands and declares its readiness to engage in dialogue and discussions through institutions and public forums. The government once again emphasizes that a dialogue-based rapprochement is the only way to tackle the issues our country faces and meet the common aspirations of the Moroccan people.
In Casablanca, the country's largest city, demonstrators chanted against corruption and demanded better education and healthcare. Colombian police have announced the arrest of the alleged leader of the Venezuelan criminal organization Tren de Aragua's armed wing. José Antonio Márquez Morales was captured in a joint operation with Britain and the U.S. Police say he played a central role in managing the logistics and finances for the group for extortion, drug trafficking and smuggling. Colombian police say they've arrested 50 members of Tren de Aragua so far this year. It's a group designated as a terrorist organization by the United States. Senators in Argentina have overturned two vetoes by President Javier Milei, marking a setback for his radical austerity program ahead of midterm elections later this month. The bills aim to increase spending for universities and child health care. Astronomers have discovered what's known as a rogue planet gobbling up gas and dust at a rate of 6 billion tons a second. They say the rate is unprecedented. Scientists believe the discovery could shed light on how rogue planets form. The planet is only 1 or 2 million years old. BBC World News.